जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Thank you. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय नितय गौरांग नितय गौरांग नितय गौरांग गौर हरि Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Radha, Krishna Chandra Radha, Krishna Chandra Radhe. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha, Jaya Anantade, Lakshmi Narasimha, Jaya Anantade. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaura Haribol 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा देवी की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण चंद्र की जय श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय श्री श्री लक्ष्मी नरसिंह अनंत देव की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग
Hare Krishna. Car number 108, which is parked near front of the Balaji temple, is blocking the way. So kind request to devotees to just remove the vehicle. And also kind request for all the devotees to keep your mobile in silent mode or switch it off.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudirayet. Nashta Praeshva Bhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 17, Punishment and Reward of Kali, Text 31. Raja Uvacha, Na Te Gudakesha. Yashah Dharanam Baddha Anjalehe Vai Bhayam Asti Kinchet Na Vartitavyam Bhavata Kathanchana Kshetre Madiye Tvam Adharma Bandhu. Rajovacha Nate Gudake Shayashodharanam. Baddhanjalervai bhayamasti kinche. Navartitavyam bhavata kathanchana. Kshetre madiye tvamadharma bandhu. Nate Gudakesha Yashodharanam. Baddhanjalervai bhayamasti kinchet. Navartitavyam bhavata kathanchana. Kshetre madiye tvamadharma bandhu. Nate Gudakesha Yashodharanam. Baddhanjalervai bhayamasti kinchet. Navartitavyam bhavata kathanchana. Kshetre madiye tvamadharma bandhu. Please chant. Rajovacha Nate Gudakesha Yashodharanam.
Badhanjalirvai bhayamasti kinchet Navartitavyam bhavata kathanchana Kshetre madiye tvamadharma bandhuhu Nate gudake shayashodharanam Badhanjalirvai bhayamasti kinchet Navartitavyam bhavata kathanchana Kshetre madiye tvamadharma bandhuhu
Mataji's, please, anyone?
Rajovacha Nate gudake shayashodharanam Badhanjalirvai bhayamasti kinchet
Raja Uvacha, the king said, Na, not, te, your, Gudakesha, Arjuna, Yashah Dharanam, of us who inherited the fame, Baddha Anjalehe, one with folded hands. Vai, certainly. Bhayam, fear. Asti, there is. Kinchit, even a slight. Na, neither. Vartitavyam, can be allowed to live. Bhavata, by you, kathanchana, by all means, kshetre, in the land, madiye, in my kingdom, tvam, you, adharma bandhuhu, the friend of irreligion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The king thus said, we have inherited the fame of Arjuna. Therefore, since you have surrendered yourself with folded hands, you need not fear for your life. But you cannot remain in my kingdom, for you are the friend of irreligion. Purport. The personality of Kali, who is a friend of all kinds of irreligiosities, may be excused if he surrenders. But in all circumstances, he cannot be allowed to live as a citizen in any part of a welfare state. The Pandavas were entrusted representatives of the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, who practically brought into being the battle of Kurukshetra, but not for any personal interest. He wanted an ideal king, like Maharaj Yudhishthir, and his descendants, like Maharaj Parikshit, an ideal king like Maharaj Yudhishthir, and his descendants like Maharaj Parikshit, to rule the world. And therefore, a responsible king like Maharaj Parikshit could not allow the friend of irreligiosity to flourish in his kingdom at the cost of the good fame of the Pandavas. That is the way of wiping out corruption in the state and not otherwise. The friends of irreligiosity should be banished from the state, and that will save the state from corruption. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Pyo Vaishnave Pyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. A topic of great interest in the current time is being discussed here, and Prabhupada is making some very illuminating comments on what is necessary to remove corruption from the state. You have to send out those who are friends of irreligion. You see, it reminds me, not that we have anything against any state or country, but about 2 centuries ago, whatever criminals there were in England, they packed them in some ships and sent them to Australia. And that is how Australia has come up today. That is the history of Australia. So then they displaced the local population there, the Aborigines, and they took over the country. So they sent them out. All the criminals sent them out of the country. Now every country may not have the luxury. Where will you send them out? No country will accept criminals. But the answer to solving the problem of corruption, which is so close to Kali, Kali, it has the shelter of Kali, and Kali himself is Adharma Bandhuhu, the friend of irreligion, the friend of corruption of all sorts. It needs a head of state who will rule according to the principles of Dharma and also ensure that the citizens are following Dharma. Chanakya Pandit says that the primary duty of a king is to see that the country is being run according to the laws of Dharma, and that the king himself is following Dharma, and the praja or the citizens are also following the laws of Dharma. All other things are also very important, but not as important as this one. maintaining the economic condition, maintaining the military, so many other things are there for a king. But this is by far the most important duty of a king. Therefore, the king is called Naradeva, who is God in human form as the king. Because he is the representative of God, so he is to be considered something like God. So we find that even till just a few years ago, in a country like Nepal, for example, the king was given such a status. He was revered as good as God. Even in countries like Thailand and some such countries, they still revere the king. Even in Japan, although the king doesn't have any executive role to play in politics or running the country, it is more or less a customary or just a titular position, honorary kind of a position, but still very much respected. Because the king is supposed to exhibit such a character, such principles and such religiosity, that he can inspire the praja and guide them. The king is supposed to be like a father. In the Bhagavatam it is said that there are various kinds of protectors. Tokanam pitarau bandhu. So for the children, the parents are the protectors and friends. Bandhu means friend and protector. Drishaha pakshma. For the eyes, the eyelid is the protector. Striyaha patihi. For the wife, the husband is the protector. Agnyam budhaha. For the ignorant, the intelligent are the protectors. Bhikshunam grihi. For the mendicants who go begging door to door, the sadhus, the householders are the protectors. And similarly, patihi prajanam suhrit. So the lord of the praja is the king. He is like the father. And he has to look after the praja or the citizens just like the parents look after their children. This is the role of a father or a king. So it is said in the scriptures that the welfare of the citizens must be the number one priority of the king. In fact, the king must be more concerned about the welfare of the praja and that they are happy rather than being concerned about his own welfare. Now, these things sound very strange in the modern times. Someone who is genuinely concerned about the welfare of the praja and not about his or her own material welfare. In these times when the rakshak, or the one who is supposed to be the protector, has become the bhakshak, one who is the enjoyer, these things may sound a little unfamiliar. There is one incident that I like to quote very often. There was now, because these things are of topical interest. Everybody is talking about elections nowadays. One time, about maybe two decades ago, one chief minister in one of the states in India was embroiled in some allegations of corruption. And eventually he had to step down. And one time a press reporter asked him that there are reports that you have issued many contracts and so on worth huge sums of money to some of your relatives. So the allegations is that you are favoring your relatives. Is it true? So what was his reply? Normally one would think either he should say yes if he is honest, I made a mistake, Or if he wants to tell a lie, he should say, no, I never did anything. This is just allegations by my enemies to spoil my name. These are common responses, isn't it? But he said, if I don't favor my relatives, then will I favor your relatives? That was his answer. So what to do? Not much of an example there for the people of this world. Therefore, these governments are always changing. Because whoever comes is seeking first and foremost their own welfare, and secondarily, if at all, they seek some kind of welfare of the people. This is the tragedy of Kali Yuga, where many people in the guise of kings or leaders, but who are Shudra in their tendency, they take to positions of power. This is the general scenario. Here also in this passage in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that the personality of Kali is actually dressed like a king, although he's a Shudra. And when he is confronted by King Parikshit, he suddenly gives up his posture as a king and surrenders to King Parikshit, who then forgives him because he has surrendered. Because it is the principle of the behavior of a Kshatriya that if someone surrenders to him, then he cannot harm him. He has to spare his life and he has to have mercy upon him. So today in the modern time also we see such a situation where people are not concerned about the praja. And so there is so much unrest socially, politically, economically, spiritually, in all points of view, there is great disturbance in the society. But a king must be a king like King Parikshit, who actually leads by example, who shows that yes, I must protect my praja and I must see that they are on the path of dharma. King Parikshit used to travel around his kingdom to see whether there were any transgressions of dharma on the part of his praja. And wherever he found such a transgression, he would make sure that he would rectify it. Like in this case, when he apprehended Kali and began to chastise him, till Kali finally took shelter of King Parikshit. Similarly, all his great forefathers like the Pandavas, especially King Yudhishthir, was an ideal king. And many, many great kings in the Vedic culture who are mentioned in scriptures like the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Ramayana, the Mahabharata and so on, they have taught humanity what an ideal king should be. One who is willing to sacrifice his own pleasure and his own so-called welfare for the welfare of the praja, for their happiness. And this is possible only when a leader is selfless, when a leader has the right character. But today, people are mostly participating in the political sphere just for personal motivation, to make money, to gain power and prestige, and so on. But the primary motive for coming into politics for most people is not that they want to do welfare for the people. So fundamentally, this is the principle, because those who are entering the political field today and want to be leaders are not trained in Raja Dharma. Bhishma spoke the Raja Dharma and many other topics to King Yudhishthir, even as he was lying on his deathbed, on the bed of arrows. As he was lying there, Krishna personally told Bhishma, you please guide Yudhishthir, because now he is full of grief, because just to make him sit on the throne, millions of people have been killed. And he is feeling very, very guilty about it. So please pacify him. And Bhishma said, how can I speak to him in your presence? You are the most befitting person to speak to him all these words of wisdom. And what is more, I am now lying on this bed of arrows. My body is pierced, racking with pain. I am about to leave my body. My memory is failing. My intelligence is getting bewildered at this time because of the excruciating pain I am facing. And Saint Krishna said, don't worry, my dear Bhishma. I offer you the boon that from this point on, till the time you die, which will be many days later, because the conversation between Bhishma and Yudhishthir went on for many days, 50 days actually. So he said, till you die from today, you will not feel any pain in your body, you will not feel hunger and thirst, your memory will be perfect, and your intelligence will be clear and not bewildered. And then as a result of that blessing, Bhishma, who was actually very, very learned in all branches of knowledge and perfect in his character, he described all those elements of Raja Dharma that he had learned from the heavenly guru Brihaspati and from many other sources. Because you will remember that Bhishma was not an ordinary child. He was a son of Ganga. And Ganga had personally taken him soon after birth. And it was only when Bhishma was 32 years old that finally his father Maharaj Shantanu found him and requested Ganga to bring him back. And she sent him back. So he had become very proficient in all branches of knowledge. Military knowledge, the science of wielding weapons, the science of economics, politics, the science or the principles of religion. Bhishma was very, very wise. So then he spoke about the duties of the Kshatriyas, the duties of the four Varnas, particularly the duties of a king. Many, many chapters in the Mahabharata are devoted to just not only the description or the conversation between Bhishma and Yudhishthir, but specifically the description of Raja Dharma. How should a king be? What are the king's duties? So it is worth reading for all those who not only aspire to be leaders in society, but even for those who want to know what is Dharma. They must understand these things. Similarly, Chanakya has also spoken many, many things and emphasized about how the king himself must be very, very religiously minded, very spiritual. And he must protect those who are spiritually minded. This is an important feature of the king. So today, unfortunately, people are not trained. They have no understanding, no knowledge of what is a leader or a king supposed to be. So they simply see it as another form of money making or another form of sense gratification. So in other words, we have a long way to go. Because yatha raja tatha praja. As the kings are, so the praja or the citizens will be. So if we want a change, we have to begin from the top. The Kshatriyas who are leaders of society, they must actually be trained. First of all, you must have real Kshatriyas who become leaders, not Shudras who pose as leaders, as we see here with Kali. But the question arises, who will train the Kshatriyas? The Brahmanas. But the problem is that the Brahmanas today also are in a very poor condition. There are hardly any Brahmanas to be found. There are no Brahmanas in Kali Yuga, actually speaking, in this day and age. If you see, in many places, some of the biggest atheists and the mafia, etc., are those who are so-called born in Brahmin families. You see their surnames, and you'll see Brahmin families. Communist Party, many of the leaders, Brahmin names, but only in name, just Brahmin, but actually atheists. So this is Brahmana in Kali Yuga. So who is going to make Brahmanas? So Prabhupada said, we will make Brahmanas. He said, my goal is to make Brahmanas. Who will be the head of this headless society? And then they will train people to be Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras. And then the society can move on very nicely in a coordinated way according to the principles of Dharma. But if we don't have trained Brahmanas, then even the Kshatriyas cannot be trained. And the Kshatriyas will never listen to the Brahmanas also. And that will be disaster. And it is the devotees who must actually generate the Brahmanas, the devotee community. Then there must be Kshatriyas who come. And the Brahmanas will be trained by the Kshatriyas. The Kshatriyas will be trained by the Brahmanas. Given the principles, given the inspiration. And that way a social transformation, a political transformation, a spiritual transformation can take place in the society. So all these things that are happening in the last or few weeks or few months and few years, upheavals everywhere, changes of all sorts, we must see that no enduring transformation can take place unless these transformations are based on Dharma. Otherwise, the whims of the people will determine. Today they bring one person into power, tomorrow they will remove and bring another person, tomorrow they will remove that person, bring another person. So this is of no value. Therefore, Prabhupada said the modern day democracy is demon crazy. Because so many demoniac people who are misusing the power of democracy. The ideal system of government, according to the Shastra, is the monarchy, where we had ideal kings like Parikshit, who would lead from the front, and who were also great devotees themselves. What was Maharaj Parikshit's qualification? He actually saw the Lord. He had darshan of the Lord with his own eyes even before he was born. In his mother's womb, he saw the Lord. Now who can be more fortunate than him? He had such illustrious forefathers who were great devotees and companions of Lord Krishna, the Pandavas. So who can be more fortunate than Maharaj Parikshit? So the kings today should follow in the footsteps of such great souls like Maharaj Parikshit and rule accordingly. There are instances, even in the last few centuries, of leaders who did display not only ideal Kshatriya characteristics, they were also simultaneously great devotees also. They were Raj Rishis. That is what the Vedic culture says. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo rishihi. Right? So the rajarshayaha, the Raj Rishis, this is how the knowledge was passed down in the parampara. So the kings were meant to be sages or rishis. We have all heard the name of King Prataparudra, who was a great king in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. He was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. A very brave king, but very devotional at the same time. It is said about his father, King Purushottama Dev, that he was also an ideal Kshatriya and a great devotee. He was such a great devotee of Lord Jagannath that it is said that whenever he fought any battles, Jagannath would come on the battlefield to fight along with him. He extended the boundaries of his kingdom way to the south, even beyond Rajamundry in Andhra Pradesh and even further south. It so happened that his marriage was fixed with the daughter of the king of Kanchi, whose name was Padmavati. When the king, some places it is said the king's minister, they wanted to see to whom the princess was being handed over in marriage. So he came to Jagannath Puri to see whether the groom is all right. And it so happened by the Lord's arrangement that he came at the time of the Rath Yatra. And at the Rath Yatra, what was happening? The king had a golden broom and he was sweeping the floor, the road in front of the cart. Now this king was a worshipper of Ganesh. He was not a devotee of Lord Krishna or Jagannath. And he did not understand the significance of the sweeping of the road in front of the Rath of Lord Jagannath. And he didn't even see that this was a golden broom. So he thought, what is this? This man is sweeping the floor? So he's a sweeper? I cannot marry my daughter to a sweeper. So then he cancelled the marriage. And King Purushottam Deva was infuriated because he saw this not as an insult to him, but he saw this as an insult to Lord Jagannath. So he said, I will teach this king a lesson. So in great anger, he marched with an army towards Kanchi, where this king was ruling. But he lost. He came back to Jagannath. Jagannath, why did you make me lose? I went there for you. And then Jagannath replied to him, but at least you should have taken my permission before you left. And now you left without asking me and you are coming back and complaining that you lost. Then Purushottam Dev begged forgiveness. I am sorry, my dear Lord. I did a big mistake. Now please empower me. Now I wish to go and restore your honor. So Jagannath Dev said, yes, go ahead. Then he started out with his army. Now when they came to a certain point on the way, the king met one milkmaid, an elderly lady, who stopped the king and said, my dear king, two of your representatives came on two horses and they took some buttermilk and milk and other products from me. And they said, we don't have money to pay you, but the king who's following us, he will pay you. So the lady said, then I asked them, but how will the king know that you are his representative, that I am not speaking lies? What is the proof that you are the king's men? So they gave a ring and they said, you give this ring to the king and he will understand that we are genuine. And then he will pay you for whatever we have taken from you. So when King Purushottam Dev asked the lady, what is it they have given as proof? She gave the ring. This was Jagannath's ring. And when the king saw this, immediately he understood. He said, what did they look like? And then he understood that Lord Jagannath and Lord Baladev were the two on the horses. And they had gone in an advance party. And by the time the king reached Kanchi, he found that these two had already ensured victory on his behalf. And now that the king of Kanchi had been conquered, he wanted now to hand over his daughter in marriage again to King Purushottam Dev. But King Purushottam Dev said, no, now I won't marry. So the daughter was, Padmavati was already there. So what to do? So Purushottam Dev had a very intelligent minister. So he waited for the next Rath Yatra. Because King Purushottam Dev had told the minister, marry her off to a sweeper. So the minister was very intelligent. He waited till the next Rath Yatra. And when the king was sweeping the road again in front of the Rath, he brought Padmavati Devi and said, and now I am marrying her off to a sweeper. And the king said, yes, you are very intelligent. And then of course they were married. So see, the kings were such great devotees. For them, Lord Jagannath was so important in his life. For everything, every aspect of life, he would go and consult with the king. So also with King Kulashekhar in South India. The kings of his Chera dynasty, they never considered themselves as the real owners or the real kings. They only felt themselves as servants or trustees on behalf of the Lord. It is the Lord's kingdom. It is His property. It is His praja. And we should simply just, on the Lord's behalf, serve Him by looking after the praja very nicely. So King Kulashekhar would love to surround himself with Vaishnavas. Whenever the Vaishnavas would come into the kingdom, he would personally receive them. He would personally serve them. And so much so that the ministers became really worried that our king is becoming too spiritual. He is becoming too involved in matters of religion. And he had deity of Lord Ram. And there was an Utsav Murti. And every day was a festival in his capital. The Shobha Yatra would take place. The Utsav Murti would be taken out in a procession. And there were musical instruments playing, kirtan. And people from all over the city would come and offer foodstuffs and other offerings to the Utsav Murti of the Lord. And this was the way the kingdom was. The atmosphere was full of just festivals and nice service to the Lord. We wish we had a king like King Kulashekhar, isn't it? Where every day on the streets there will be Palki Utsav, where the deities will be taken out, the people from the homes will come out to make offerings of food to the deity. There will be kirtan everywhere, at home, on the street, in the temple, everywhere. Such a king is needed. Even when there was such a king, the ministers were becoming very anxious. They felt that our king now is really, it is too much. So what they said is, because King Kulashekhar always was mentioning, I am going to leave everything and go to Sri Rangam. And I will stay there and serve Lord Ranganath all my life. So the ministers became very worried. So who is going to lead the kingdom now? So they tried to trick the king. So they arranged for different groups of Vaishnavas to come in. Every time the king said he wanted to leave, then the ministers arranged for some group of Vaishnavas to come from some place or the other. So when these Vaishnavas came, the king would stay and serve them. And they would stay there for maybe a month or 2 months, 3 months. That much time would pass. Then again he would think, no, I want to go to Sri Rangam. Again they would arrange another group of Vaishnavas to come from somewhere. And later the ministers realized that this strategy was backfiring. Because now the number of Vaishnavas in the kingdom had really increased a lot. And these Vaishnavas were allowed free access into the palace, into the king's rooms. They could come and go whenever they liked. And the king was spending so much time with the Vaishnavas, the ministers were thinking, he's not spending time with us. So then they hatched a plot. They stole deliberately one very precious diamond necklace of the deity. And they placed the blame on the Vaishnavas who were the pujaris. So King Kulashekhar understood this plot. And he said, it is not possible for these Vaishnavas to steal. So he said, you bring a cobra, a deadly cobra which is poisonous. Bring it in a box in my presence. So they brought it. Then he said, now I will put my hand into the box. If these Vaishnavas are innocent, then the cobra will not bite my finger. And if they are guilty, then the cobra will bite my finger and I will die. So he put his finger inside the box. and brought his fingers out without any injury. At that time, the ministers fell at his feet and begged pardon, and King Kulashekhar forgave them. But then he thought, these ministers, to live with them, it is too much. Now the time has come. So he placed his son on the throne, and then he retired and went to Srirangam. This is just about 1,000 years ago, maybe a few thousand years ago perhaps. So kings who are great devotees is not something that was there only in the Vedic times. Even in more recent times there have been many, many such examples. I gave the example of Purushottam Dev. There was also another king, a Rajput king in Rajasthan, who had his deities of Radha Shyama Sundar, and he was worshipping these deities. And it was a rule that when he was worshipping, nobody would interrupt. He would lock the room from inside and he would sit there and he would worship his deities. And at one of these occasions, when he was worshipping the deities, an enemy king attacked him, because the enemy had heard about this practice of the king, that when he is worshipping, then he will not do anything else. So this is the time that we should attack the kingdom. So they attacked the kingdom. The ministers, they ran to the king, but they thought, oh, our king is inside, and he has given us strict instructions that whenever I am inside, you should never disturb me, whatever happens. So the ministers were in a quandary, what to do. So they were discussing amongst themselves. Then they came to the conclusion, this is a crisis, this is an emergency. For the sake of the kingdom, we have to interrupt the king. So they knocked loudly. And the king said, don't you know that I am worshipping the deity? Why are you disturbing me? Your Highness, the enemy has attacked our kingdom with a big army, and you need to come out to lead from the front. He said, let it be, my Shamsundar will take care. Only when I finish the worship, I will come. So ministers were taken aback, what to do? And then the king got so absorbed in his service that he forgot. And later, then he realized that the ministers had come back and they were all victorious, and they were surprised to see the king here. Said, how is that? He said, we thought you were out on the battlefield and you were fighting so bravely, you destroyed the enemy army. And then the king realized that actually, as he was doing the puja to Shamsundar, Shamsundar had taken his form and gone on the horse and actually fought the battle and come back. Just like in the case of Purushottam Dev, the Lord had personally come. Of course, we can't expect this to be a common phenomenon. Even if one of our devotees tomorrow were to become some Prime Minister of India or something, he should not expect that the Lord will come personally like this. But yes, the Lord's protection will be there. When a king has a Lord's protection, then he can offer protection to the praja in all respects. So this is the need of the hour. If we can increase the number of sincere and dedicated devotees who have surrendered their lives to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, and from this group of devotees, as it expands and expands in the and it becomes wide spread everywhere in the society, then gradually, over the years, maybe by the time the next generation, yes, we will have some transformation in the society. Now the number of devotees is very small. Prabhupada one time said, the Krishna consciousness movement can take over the world in 18 days. But he told his devotees, but you are not ready for it. So Krishna will not do it. Otherwise, it is not difficult for Krishna to do this. And then one time, one devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, if it is possible, if it works out by Krishna's arrangement, will you become the king of the world? So he said, no. I will become the guru to the king of the world. Not the king. Kings, that is a kshatriya's business. I will guide the king. So Srila Prabhupada also wanted that one day this whole world should be ruled by great kings following in the footsteps of Maharaj Parikshit, who will take great pains to see that the principles of dharma are followed properly, irreligion is driven out of the kingdom. Srila Prabhupada on several occasions used to write letters to the leaders of India, like the Prime Minister, President, and he would give long detailed advice on how they should run the country. In the first canto itself, in one purport, he has given a whole list of things. For example, you should make Ekadashi compulsory holiday and everyone must chant Sankirtan on Ekadashi. Many, many things like this he has said. It's a detailed thing. So Prabhupada has distilled the information about Raj Dharma and in a very compact way, in a Krishna conscious way, he used to write to the political leaders in India. Say, please follow this, then everything will become auspicious. This is how a government should be. There are many, many instructions of Prabhupada in his teachings like this. In the meanwhile, we have to prepare the ground for such a massive transformation in the society. We have to become very dedicated and sincere devotees. Practice Krishna consciousness nicely and preach nicely, so that the number of dedicated devotees will increase to such an extent that the leaders of the society tomorrow will also be from amongst the devotees. Then a real transformation of the society can take place. That is the kind of leadership that is required. Do you want such a situation? So then we all have to practice and preach very, very sincerely and enthusiastically. Then it might just happen in our lifetime, who knows? Is it possible? If Krishna wills, and if we cooperate with Krishna's desire, then why not? So this is the real need for the society. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hanji, yes.